Why are women so sick and stressed and overwhelmed and having hormonal challenges and autoimmune challenges at rates that men are not? Because we are living, eating, exercising in ways that fundamentally disrupt the circadian rhythm and therefore disrupt these six key systems of the body.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Radically Loved Radio. I wanted to create a place where people can go to get inspired, get motivated, or find some clarity and get tools to create a radically loved life. I will do my best to provide information on a variety of subjects, including yoga, holistic health, life coaching, spirituality, meditation, and overall mindful living. Each episode will bring you some of the world's best spiritual leaders, entrepreneurs, yoga teachers, coaches, along with some of my closest friends, and we will talk about their life experiences and journeys to create something more out of their lives and how they continue to grow to make that happen. Thanks for listening. Hey everyone, 2020 is your year. Have you been dreaming of starting your own podcast? If you have, then this is the year to make it happen. Maybe it's an idea or something that you're really good at or something that you want to learn more about. Our friends Krista and Lindsay from the Almost 30 podcast just released the new Podcast Pro program to help you launch, market, and monetize the podcast of your dreams. Krista and Lindsay started Almost 30 in their closet floor while working full-time jobs in just 3 years. They turned it into a top-rated podcast with millions and millions of downloads worldwide. They've created such an incredibly supportive community. And in Podcast Pro, they're sharing exactly how they did it and all the secrets they learned along the way. You can sign up now at yourpodcastpro.com to launch your dream podcast. You can also find more information by clicking the info button of this particular podcast and check out the link there. And now back to our show. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Radically Loved Radio. I am so excited today, this evening, to be joined by a very special guest. She's been on our podcast before. She is known as the Hormone Whisperer. Alisa Vitti is here today, and I couldn't be more happy and excited. And if I could jump up and down in this seat, I would. But then the sound will get all messed up, so I won't. But thank you so much for being on the show again. How are you?
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
And you have a new book out, which I am dying to get my little paws on. And I know that you're going to tell us all about it. And I've been such a big student of hormone health and female rebalancing because of my own personal journey. And mm-hmm. I'm so excited about what you wrote about in this book, because I know it's going to help not only me, but millions of women out there, especially if this is all the work that you've been doing your entire career. So thank you so much for being on. I'm excited to hear all about it and just hear what sort of prompted you to write this particular book.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited about it too, because I think that we're all searching for an answer to this sort of big question, which is, why are we struggling so much? Why, what is going on? You know, I've been taking care of women via flow living and doing the work to help women with hormonal issues for 20 years now, just about. And in the past 10 years, right, we could say that, you know, we've had like an explosion in wellness content online, right? Articles and books. And I mean, there's wellness everywhere. But what I'm looking at is we have more and more women who are struggling with hormone and autoimmune issues than we've had ever. Not to mention, we have women who feel just stressed, chronically fatigued, overwhelmed, and burnt out. And when we compare this to men, it's not at all in the same galaxy, right? It's not comparable. Right. And so I'm just somebody who needs to understand why things are the way they are. It has a lot to do with my upbringing, but like, I really need to understand, why is this happening the way that it's happening? That really helps me. navigate things. And so I really began trying to figure out the answers to that question. And, you know, the answers that I discovered really blew me away. Wow. And it led me to write this new book, In the Flow, because every woman deserves to know about what I uncovered, because it's time that we get the right information so this can stop.
Yeah. You know? Why do you think we've just been not been given the correct information? Like, why so many tests, and there's a lot of information out there that's not specific for women, and women don't know that, right? Yeah.
Well, so one of the things that I discovered, it's a two-part answer to the question goodness. Of like, what is yes. the deal? Why are we
all suffering? What the hell's going on?
You said it, mama. So first thing is that women are being left out of medical, fitness, and nutrition research. This is important information for you to understand. It's important because if you are seeking out support with your diet, with fitness, you trying intermittent fasting or keto or high intensity interval training, and these are being described to you, right, in all of these different articles that are everywhere, in the news, everywhere, as the optimal diet for your health and longevity and fitness, right? And they're universally beneficial. The truth that I discovered is that that is not true for women in their reproductive years. These studies on these diets, on these fitness programs, are being done on men and postmenopausal women. That's really important. And I'd like to see now all the wellness and media content really going out of their way to just be very transparent about, well, intermittent fasting is great. The studies were done on men and postmenopausal women. And so the results that we are talking about are applicable to that cohort. The few studies that have been done on women, it turns out, and I sort of unpack all of this in the first section of In the Flow. The few studies that have been done on women in their reproductive years for intermittent fasting and keto and high intensity interval training is that they give us the opposite result, right? So instead of improving insulin sensitivity in the case of intermittent fasting, it worsens insulin sensitivity in your reproductive years, among other things like increasing brain fog, decreasing metabolic speed, and oh, by the way, shrinking your ovaries. So if you're somebody who wants to be fertile during your reproductive years and you're doing this intermittent fasting because you're reading and hearing everywhere right. that this is like the secret to like your best life, you're hurting your fertility, not even knowing it. And I'm just really frustrated by the fact that it's the 21st century. And we as a population, a female population, are basically still being given crumbs of like, well, this is really works for guys. And so it should work for you. You're just like smaller guys, you know? Right.
Oh my God.
The gender bias it's like, we got to do better. I don't know. It doesn't matter if it's on purpose, it doesn't matter. What we got to do is now we have identified that there exists this gender bias in the research. And it's not just my opinion, by the way. In 1996 or 98, the National Institute of Health was so concerned about the gender bias in research because of how dangerous the implications are of not having enough testing done on women in clinical trials, human clinical trials for medications, for dosing of things, that they put out a special task force committee to request that more females were included in human clinical trials. So this is not just my like, oh, we should be doing this. The National Institute of Health has been concerned for several decades. And as wow. of 2016, the progress report was that, you know, slim to none, basically, as of the status update. So we're still not making ground with research for the medical community. Fitness and nutrition, it's just they're not doing it really at all. And of course, then you hear these like, you know, that like stereotypical commercial of like a man and a woman go on the same diet and fitness program. Yeah. And they do it for 30 days. After 30 days, the guy shrinks down and gets the results that he wants. And the woman is like fat and frustrated, right? This is the there's nothing wrong with you, sisters. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Really, you are just literally using the wrong program because you're using something that is optimizing a different biological rhythm, which leads me to the second part of the answer. Women in their reproductive years have a second biological rhythm that men do not have. It is called, it has a name. I'm going to call you by your biological rhythmic name, okay? I want you to name it and claim it, okay, so you can love yourself more. This is the Radically Love podcast
absolutely.
After all. So it is called the infradian rhythm. Infradian rhythm. Write it down, get a tattoo, make a t-shirt. Infradian rhythm. This biological rhythm is only active for you between puberty and your last bleed at, you know, menopause. Children, men, and postmenopausal women do not have an active infradian rhythm. You have it active for about 4 decades. And here's the thing about it. So we all know about the circadian rhythm, right?
Correct.
You're probably listening to this or watching this and wearing blue light blocking glasses because you know what's up with the circadian rhythm and protecting that, right? Okay. So if not, get some blue light blocking glasses, yeah. Get some. So we know that it's important to protect that. The famous nurses study, you know, really helped us understand that it's important to protect our circadian rhythm, to make sure that we're sleeping and waking in a way that's not disrupting that. Because if we disrupt our circadian biological rhythm, many systems of the body that it governs start to go haywire, and it leads to short-term disease and long-term diseases of inflammation. Turns out your infradian rhythm, while it's active, really governs 6 key systems of your body: your brain, your metabolism, your microbiome, your immune system, your stress response system, and your reproductive system. So even though the circadian rhythm is 24 hours and the infradian rhythm, you experience it, even though you experience it over the course of your monthly cycle, it has to do with way more than just your period. It has to do with all these 6 key systems of the body, which then, of course, really is the answer to this question. Why are women so sick and stressed and overwhelmed and having hormonal challenges and autoimmune challenges at rates that men are not? Because we are living, eating, exercising in ways that fundamentally disrupt this infradian rhythm and therefore disrupt these 6 key systems of the body. So even though you've been thinking all this time, gee, your metabolism is one set of problems you have to deal with a certain way. Your period problems are another set of issues you have to deal with another way. Your brain fog and your cognitive performance is something else you have to do with a different thing. And your microbiome, we think of it as all separate, disconnected symptoms. It turns out that it's all unified through supporting the infradian rhythm. And the reason why men are not suffering at the same rate is because they have organized and done extensive research, mind you, including themselves in this research, how to eat, how to exercise, and how to organize their entire lives around their biological hormonal, their hormonal biological rhythm, which follows the circadian pattern.
Whoa, my mind is blown.
Kaboom. That's the answer to the question. That is the answer to the question. So I, of course, once having identified the problem and then the answer to why we're having this problem, is I had to create a solution, a practical solution for all of us to be able to start supporting this infradian rhythm, because there's like everything else you have tried obviously doesn't work. The problem is not your willpower, your dedication, your motivation. Come on, women have been keeping the fitness and nutrition industries going for decades with our dedication and our motivation and our willingness to try and show up and like be good students and try something new. It is not you. It's that stuff that is not designed for your biology. So I want you to just let it, leave it all in the past. No hard feelings. Let's just let it go. And let's step into a paradigm and into a program that is designed based on your biology. And it is like a whole new world. And it's time, it is way long overdue. It is like officially time for this to be something that exists for women, period. Maybe a pun intended there.
Right.
Right.
Preach, sister.
So what is this said solution?
Tell us.
So it is called the cycle syncing method, and it helps you organize what you're eating, how you're exercising, and how you're moving through, like how you're organizing your work and everything that you're doing around what is optimal for your biology. So let me break it down into some really fun facts, okay? So let's take your food piece. Your metabolism is affected by the infradian cycle, the infradian rhythm across this 30-day cycle, right? So in the first half of your cycle, the follicular and ovulatory phases, your metabolism is slower. You can eat fewer calories, and you will on this plan. I've outlined what you should eat when and how much and all of that. In the luteal phase and the menstrual phase, the second half of your cycle, you need 237 more calories a day, precisely. And you must eat them because your metabolism speeds up. So you have to eat more calories and you have to eat slow burning carbohydrates. Because of this speed up in your metabolism, you are at greater risk for destabilized blood glucose levels and insulin patterns. So you have to eat really strategically. You have to like eat good slow burning brown rice and sweet root vegetables and sweet potatoes and cabbage and all of that, right? So if you simply adjust caloric intake to match your dynamic metabolic pattern across the infradian cycle, you will optimize your insulin, your blood glucose levels, and if weight is an issue, your weight, without depriving yourself.
That's always the big fear, right?
Well, listen, I'm somebody who's been obese, as many of you know from our first conversation. Mm-hmm. I've been 50 pounds heavier than I am now. I've maintained this weight loss over the years by working with my biology. There, this whole that whole like rhetoric around like the battle of the bulge is ridiculous. There's no battle. There's no battle when you work with your biology. We're just missing the information. We're just missing the information about how our operating system works. And once you have the correct information, you can start doing the right things that yield the correct outcome or the desired outcome. It's just, this is biohacking. This is female biohacking, right? So that's the fun fact about the food. Let's do a fun fact about fitness. So first half of the cycle, right? Your cortisol levels are naturally lower. So you can do high intensity interval training and cardio. And when you do it in the first half of your cycle, you're going to build lean muscle and use your fat stores efficiently, whether you're trying to maintain healthy weight or lose weight, whatever. I don't really care. This is not like about weight loss. Okay. This is just about you using your optimizing your metabolic function, just to be clear. Okay. I love your curves. I like your big booty the way it is.
Yes. Okay.
So in the second half of your cycle, your resting cortisol levels are higher. Okay. And this is important. Studies show that if you do that same cardio, same high intensity interval training in the second half of your cycle, wait for it, write it down, take a note. You are going to turn on fat storage and turn on muscle wasting.
What?
So this is why, I know, this is why at the end of every month when you're just doing it and being committed and being disciplined and all that other stuff, right, that at best at the end of the month, because you're working against your metabolic pattern by trying to restrict calories the entire month and do high intensity interval training each and every day, at best, you're going to have no change at the end of the month. You're going to be frustrated. Like, gee, I'm pushing myself every day. I'm starving myself every day. Why am I not seeing any change in whatever? My fitness, my weight, whatever it is you're trying to do. it's because you're not changing what you're doing. You're not changing what you're eating. And at worst, you're going to gain weight. I first experienced this in my practice 10, 15 years ago, when women training for triathlons was like the way, like the trend to get fit.
Yeah.
And they would come to me afterwards being like, what happened? I gained 20 pounds, but I was like running 5 miles every other day and swimming and biking and what, you know, I don't get it. And I had to explain to them, like, this is the reason, right? So it's really remarkable to just know this, that you have a dynamic. See, men have a static pattern. They go to sleep every night. They make all this cortisol. Testosterone. They wake up early in the morning full of testosterone and cortisol. And every single morning they need to wake up early, have a high intensity workout, build their lean muscle, put their testosterone to use, right? And then get on with the business of their day. The earlier, the better. And eat the same things at the same time, day in and day out, and work out the same intensity at the same time, day in and day out, to optimize their biological hormonal reality. But we have been fed this misinformation that we should do the same thing. And it is hurting us. It is making our hormones disrupted. It is causing us to have all sorts of disruptions along these six systems of our body. It is so frustrating to me that this has been taking place when all we needed to do is understand that we have a completely different biological reality and we should cater to it just like they do. So I hope you feel a little frustrated, but also hopeful, because we do have the new plan. So
yeah, I'm a little annoyed and upset, yeah, but I'm excited that we have something to look forward to.
Oh yeah. We have the solution here right now. We don't have to wait for a better future. We can make that future better right now. But yeah, it's been a little not good, right? To say it lightly. So there's that. And then when we come to work, right? Let's just do like work for a minute. Did you know in 1996, Dr. Catherine Woolley from Northwestern University did some, what I think, extremely groundbreaking research. She discovered that the female brain changes by up to 25% over the course of the month, over the course of one infradian cycle.
What?
Blowing. Your brain is different by up to 25% across the month, which means you have different gifts, different cognitive gifts that you can use to your advantage to do things more easily at different times of the month. So for example, let's go back to the example with men. They wake up with all this testosterone and cortisol, that whole concept of the power morning, right?
Yeah.
Really good if you have testicles, really not good if you have ovaries, right? Because you're being stimulated in different ways, not the same way every day. And that power morning is going to stress you out. It's going to jack up your cortisol levels at the wrong time of the month. It's going to cause you to be brain foggy in the second half of your cycle. You actually, because you have a more complex brain as a female than a male does, you need 20 minutes more sleep every night. Every night. Because you have a more complex magical brain. Just want to make that clear. Okay. And so you want to change. People always ask me, like, people interview me, like, what's your morning routine? And I'm like, I don't have one. I have four. And by the way, you can get my four morning routines in the resources section of the new book in the back.
Perfect.
So that you can do your new morning routines according to your infradian rhythm. But it's so basically, because your brain is being stimulated by these changing hormones in different ways throughout the month, you can organize your workflow in ways that optimize that, right? Yes. And because I was somebody who was so frustrated by all these time management, systems and planners and journals and like all this stuff, like success coaches and like how to maximize your day in your life. What I would find, and I know a lot of women feel this way too, is like you get a planner, you try it for a couple weeks, and then you like cannot stick with it, right? And you think yet again, here it is, yet again, you fail another diet, the fitness program didn't work for you, and now you can't even manage your time. You are the worst person ever. I mean, the internal negativity, really so much of our inner critic, through the lens that I see this, comes from us not having had the correct information about how we operate. And because we're trying to compare ourselves to a biological reality that is not ours, we find only fault and flaws. But when you start to understand how you work, there is no problem. You are wonderful. Like everything's working just fine. You were just trying to do all the things that made things not work.
Right.
Right. So
that you thought were working.
That you thought were supposed to work.
Right. That you thought were supposed to work.
That should work. But they, you know, anyway, it's so good. Right. So then, So because I got so frustrated with all this time management stuff and I really wanted to be somebody who could accomplish a lot in my life, I thought, gee, I need a different way to manage my time. So in chapter 6 of the book is the first, I built this for myself. It's the first time management system that incorporates both the circadian biological rhythm and the infradian biological rhythm so that you can plan your days and your whole month to optimize your biological reality, right? So that you can figure out your fitness, your food, and play to your cognitive strengths and gifts. And what if you have to do something that's out of sync, out of alignment? What do you do to offset that and compensate for that? It's all in this planner. It's how I roll. It's what I use.
I can't wait.
That's the exciting thing. That's like how you manage yourself from here on out. There's no other thing to look for. There's no other diet. There's no other fitness. There's no other anything. After you've gone through menopause, you absolutely want to start doing intermittent fasting all day long. You know, not all day long, but you want to do it appropriately, right? As the studies are showing, that's what you want to do. Until then, the only intermittent fasting that is safe for you is from dinner to breakfast. A 12-hour maximum window. That is actually fantastic for you to do every night. So if dinner's at 7, don't eat breakfast till 7 a.m. and fast for those 12 hours. That's great. Anything more than that, you start disrupting absolutely everything and you don't want to do that, right? Wow. So it's so exciting to be able to share this with women because it can just forevermore end all of this confusion of like, well, what should I do? I don't know what to do. I should try this. I'm supposed to try that diet, or I need a new workout plan. No, you just need to embrace the fact that you have these dynamic patterns in the body and you have to stop trying to force yourself to be static and do the same thing and stick with the same thing each and every day. That's what is doing you in. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to have more and more women start using the cycle syncing method just so that they can really break out of this 50% statistic of women suffering from hormonal and autoimmune issues, because we all deserve to feel good. Nature designed us, and I go in great detail with studies so that you can feel confident that this is true about yourself, of how magnificent your biology is from head to ovaries. You are not being given the short end of the stick by nature. It's quite the opposite. You have an extraordinary brain. You have an extraordinary metabolism. You have an extraordinary immune system. It's remarkable what you are sitting on, so to speak.
Yeah.
And yet we've been given a cultural narrative that says the opposite, that you're cursed, that you get the hormones, you're hormonal. I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah. It's incorrect information, and it's not even based on actual science, real science. So we just got to let that go. And we have to step into who we really are.
Oh man, I am so grateful that you've done all of this work. I mean, this has just been your life's work. I mean, you've been doing this for years. To be able to do all of this research and go through all of those studies to create this beautifully curated solution for us, and just for us to be able to learn about all of these different cycles and methods that we can actually, you know, create a system that works for us. It's like that bio individuality, you know. It's like, I think it's so bizarre that we have relied so much on studies that have been done on men and not on women. And we're just such incredible creatures. I mean, like, our bodies are designed to bring life into this planet. Like, I think it's so bizarre that we don't know as much as we, I'm not going to shit all over us, but I think it's just, I'm really grateful that we have this knowledge now. And I know for me, that's been such a big journey in the last 2 years, and I've talked to you about it, but this is so monumental, because if it's as simple as just tuning into your infradian rhythm, and doing something to balance your hormones for you. And it's that simple. Like, this is groundbreaking, you know?
I really think that the future of wellness is biological rhythm specific for men and for women, right? If we're talking about biohacking, biohacking has to be biological rhythm specific. Has to be. We can't just say men or women specific, right? It has to be like, are we talking about the circadian rhythm? Are we talking about using a particular set of biohacking tools to optimize the circadian rhythm? Or are we using biohacking to optimize the infradian rhythm? What is good for one or the other or both? Are they ever applicable? Like, we need more research. So this field of study is called chronobiology, just in case people are wondering, like, well, why haven't we heard more about this? Mm-hmm. We're hearing a lot about circadian rhythms. So chronobiology is a relatively young field within the science of biology. And we've had a lot of study done in the circadian rhythm world. In fact, 2 years ago, two geneticists were awarded the Nobel Prize because they discovered the genes that control the circadian rhythm. So a lot of funding and a lot of research is going into understanding the circadian rhythm. As you can imagine, not any is going into the infradian rhythm. I hope this book changes that. And I actually put a list of studies I'd love to see done by researchers in the last chapter of the book, because I think we need so much more research to be done on the infradian rhythm, but it is just as important as the circadian rhythm. And it affects a huge swath of the population for 40 years of their life. And we deserve to have more research being done on it. And it's really exciting to be sharing this with so many women. And what's fun too is that it has applications beyond your health, right?
Yeah.
Once you get into the flow, right, of, you know, thus the name of the book, right? Once you get into the flow of your own infradian rhythm and you're supporting it and you're starting to build, like, why would you do this? Well, first of all, because you're going to start to feel fantastic, like nature designed you to feel. You're going to feel clear-headed again. You're going to continuously build your energy. Everything you're doing right now, everything you are doing with your diet and your workouts and your time management, it's draining your energy. Every day. No wonder you're feeling more tired every day and more burnt out every day, because everything you're doing is working against your biological rhythm. So once you start working with it, you're going to be building energy. You're going to be feeling better and better. You're going to be more productive with less stress. And then you're going to just start to be able to apply all this extra creative energy, this extra creative life force energy, right, to other areas of your life. And I've outlined how you can do this in your career, at work, right? How you can do this in your sex and relationship life, right? Sex life and in relationships, because, by the way, I discovered that 60% of women are sexually unsatisfied. 60%.
Oh,
and do you know why?
Travesty.
Do you know why we're so sexually unsatisfied, Rosie? Because we don't understand our operating system when it comes to our sexuality, right? It is different. It's dynamic. You are not always self-lubricating to the same degree. You require different amounts of clitoral stimulation to achieve orgasmic plateau and climax across the month. But you have been told a story based on pornography created by men that you should be wet and ready and climaxing immediately. And so then when you are not, you then internalize that yet again as something is flawed with you. Your
Something's
libido
wrong.
Is broken. You need to take something for your libido, or, you know, you're drying out, whatever. You go all into this, you know, mind story, negative mind spiral. When nothing's wrong with you at all, you're just having your dynamic pattern, which is predictable and the same month over month, right?
Yeah.
And so understanding when you need more lubricant, when you need more stimulation, when you need less, what kind of foreplay you need, and what, it's like, great. Every time you can architect pleasurable response every time, not have it be hit or miss, which is now women are missing to the tune of 60%.
Wow. Right? That is incredible.
So there's a chart in the sex chapter, just so you don't have to, like, you know, I made this so, like, tactical, easy. Like, yes. There's a chart in every chapter. So the chart in the sex chapter is going to tell you which of your four phases you're in and when do you need the lube, when do you need the, what do you, when should you use a toy, when should you not?
Right.
Right.
You're like, no toys needed.
I leave no stone unturned.
Oh, I love that. I love you so much. You are so incredible. I'm so grateful for you and all the work that you're doing. Like, you have no idea. You've completely changed everything about my health and just my ovaries and my hormones. So you're so incredible. And I'm so grateful that you're doing all of this work and that you've done this, that you've created this collection of different methods that we can use to just get to know ourselves more. Just a quick question before we wrap. I've got just one final thing. I'm curious if you go into any supplement taking in the book at all. Like, do you touch on that?
There's a lot on biohacking, a lot on supplements, a lot on all the extreme biohacking, what's good, what's worth it, what's not, when should you do it, across the infradian rhythm. There's a lot of free downloadable resources on everything from supplements to extreme biohacking. I mean, I wanted you to have absolutely every tool you could need to start to take care of yourself the right way. So it's all in there. But yeah, I go into great detail there. There's also a chapter on motherhood. Like, as a mom of a young person, how do you make motherhood more sustainable so you're not burning out on that? You can leverage your infradian cycle to do that. There's a chart in there that you are going to really love if you're a mom.
I'm loving all of the charts.
So, and of course, if you are, you know, if you're like, well, where am I in my cycle? Yeah. You know, I built an app for that a couple of years ago called the MyFlow app. You can get that at myflowtracker.com, and it will tell you where you are in your cycle. Oh, I see yours. We're on Zoom, so
here we are. Yes.
So you can download that app. It'll tell you where you are in the cycle, and it'll give you reminders of what to do in each of the phases. And then if you want to dive deeper and have, you know, if you're ready after you read the book to dive deeper with us, there's a cycle syncing membership. So you're going to be getting recipes, grocery lists, meal plans, workout videos, the time management system, you know, classes with me, like, so that you can really start to step into this lifestyle with all the other thousands of women who are doing it too. That's the cyclesyncingmembership.com.
Cyclesyncingmembership.com. Okay. So we definitely will put that in the show notes. So for the people that are listening to this podcast, and they are loving every single thing you just said, where can they go for more information or to reach you?
Go to intheflowbook.com. That's flow without a W. And you can also, you know, download some of the free gifts on that site so that you can get started while you're waiting for your book to start using the cycle syncing method in any of these areas that we've talked about, and give you like a little quick start guide for you to do that, because I just don't want you to wait another day and be disrupting this infradian rhythm another day. It's been too long as it is. I just can't tolerate that this is happening. So I just want you to stop. I want you to have the information like right now.
Right now.
Like a shipping lag time. So you can just order the book and then get that so you can start like right now. And then if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's at flowliving and at alisa.beattie.
That's amazing. So for those of you that are listening to this on iTunes or Spotify or whatever platform you're listening to it on, if you go to the info button, all the links that Alisa just said are going to be in there. If you're watching this on YouTube, if you look in the description box, all of the links will be there. And we did purchase 10 books. So for the people that are the first 10 people that are listening to this podcast, post it on your Instagram stories and tag both My Flow Living and me on there. And you can win a free book that we will send you as a gift.
That's awesome.
That's it. That's my shameless plug. So final question.
Yes.
And I've asked you this before and I'm curious if your answer changed.
Oh.
So the whole reason why I started the podcast was this idea that the belief that we are radically loved and radically supported by God's source or whatever higher power of your understanding, that the universe works for us and not against us. Mm-hmm. And so The question to you is, how do you feel radically loved?
Ah, good question. Honestly, I have to say, when it was publication day for this book, I was really moved by the grace of creation on that day in particular, if I can be so bold to share that it would be such a privilege of mine to be able to write a book like this and to be able to serve women like this. And it's very moving. I spent a lot of that afternoon just moved to tears about it. And I'm just so happy to be doing what I do.
Oh my God, you're the best. Thank you so much. And I truly am grateful. Like, this is groundbreaking work, and just the amount of love and dedication and care that you've put into building more platforms for us to feel more empowered, because that's really what you're doing. I mean, the research, the science, it's all really great and important and exhilarating, like, but at the end of the day, you're just creating a deeper sense of connection to ourselves and a deep level of empowerment. And I'm so grateful for you and for everything that you're doing. And I hope that we continue to stay in the same realm, and that we can continue to stay connected, and that you come and do the show again.
Anytime. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. You're the best. I love you.
Hey everyone, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I am so excited to continue to do this. Please share this with your friends. Email us, message us on Instagram at Rosie Acosta or on Twitter at Rosie Acosta. Subscribe on iTunes, write a review. We love doing this, so please help us continue to keep this podcast going. Thanks for listening.